Service Above Self Radio, episode number 42. Hello and welcome. This is Dr. Thomas Lamar, and you're dialed in to Service Above Self Radio, a podcast produced by the Kingston North Kitsap Rotary Club that looks to create community awareness and encourage involvement by highlighting areas in which your neighbors are rolling up their sleeves to make a difference. And be sure to check out the show notes for this episode at serviceaboveselfradio.org, where you'll find valuable links and other useful information designed to get you connected regarding today's show. Well, on today's program, as we continue to move through calendar year 2014, the year that marks our 10th anniversary as a Rotary Club in the Kingston North Kitsap community, I am pleased to bring you in our Rotary Presidential Series a gentleman who's been very much a part of this podcast, though you may not know it. He's our club's 8th president, and he joins us right now in studio. It is my pleasure to welcome back to our microphones, Mr. Frederick Branchflower. Frederick, great to have you back on the program.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here.
Well, you know, it's hard to believe, but Frederick, you joined us back on the program way back on episode 1.
Yes,
and episode 2.
That's right.
Yeah, you know, I'm not sure if people realize this, but you know, like I said in the introduction, you know, Frederick has really been very much a part of this podcast, and in many ways, you were the impetus for this podcast. Do you remember that?
Well, I don't know how I was the impetus, but I do remember the early stages of this podcast.
Yes.
And I'm very excited about it. I think it's a great way to get the Rotary message out to not only our local neighborhood, but the world for that matter.
So, and I couldn't agree more. As we look back on your year 2010-2011, I'm sure you have many memories, but we're just going to kind of preempt those a little bit and talk about the podcast for just a little bit longer. I actually have a clip that okay. I'm talking about that was pretty much, I would say, the genesis of Service Above Self Radio. Go ahead and listen to this clip, and then we'll chat.
We are now in the part of the show where we're going to take the microphone out. Mr. Dan Martin, our past president, he's going to play Donahue today. Okay, so you guys have a chance to ask me questions. We've got about 10 minutes or so. So, Dan, take it away.
Okay, could we have some questions from anybody other than Brad?
Do you know if there's any social broadcast going on, like discussing the homeless and things like that?
I'm not aware of that, but you know what? The great thing about podcasting is there easily could be. Podcasting is not, it's not restricted to businesses. There's a lot of hobbyist podcasts out there, but there's different organizations that do podcasting too. This is a really great way to get information out in a fresh way. So you could certainly do a podcast in which you are, you know, alerting the community to different needs and whatnot. I think that would be great. It just, you know what? It just requires somebody with passion.
Somebody with passion. And you certainly, Frederick, had a passion for the homeless issue.
I still do, and it's something I feel very strongly about. I feel that it's our one of our missions is to make the community aware of the real problem out there, and there is a homeless problem, and it's a real homeless problem. And we have a lot of young people that are living in the woods or living in people's cars or going couch to couch. And the reason for being homeless is lots of different reasons.
Oh, yes.
But I'm not so interested in the reason for the homeless, but what can we do as a community to help them out? And I'm very excited about such projects as Coffee Oasis and how not only are they providing jobs and a hangout place for these youngsters, but they're also providing meaningful mentoring in order to get them back into the mainstream and get them motivated for work and whatever have you. And I'm really excited about the possibility of that coming to Kingston. Mm-hmm. There is not a good bus route or any other kind of route between Poulsbo and Kingston, to tell you the truth. You almost have to go to Bainbridge to get to Poulsbo. And that's, you know, that isolates Kingston, and it's a huge community. And North Kitsap is not being given the attention that I think it needs to be given. There's a lot going on in Bremerton. There's a lot going on in some of these other communities, but we don't have a lot going on, and I feel that this is really important. I'm passionate about it.
You are, and so homelessness was really your platform, if you will,
yes,
as president. And this podcast, in many ways, kind of helped to kind of get some of that information out there, and it's still out there serving. And so Service Above Self, it belongs in your presidential year, which is great. And, I really appreciate all of the encouragement and support that you have given me to launch this, and you continue to give me. So I just wanted to publicly thank you. And it's been great.
I'm also excited about the Food for Kids program. It's a food program that the state and the U.S. does during the school year is nice. They do provide breakfast and they do provide lunch, although I question the nutritional benefit of some of that stuff. However, during that 9 weeks during summertime, these kids are not getting good nutrition. And I'm very excited about the Food for Kids program, the money we raise so that we send these kids home with food packs that provide them that nutrition that they really need. This is a very important time in their life.
Absolutely.
It's going to affect them the rest of their life.
Now, the Food for Kids, that's a program that's been going on for, what is it, in its third year?
I think it's fourth year.
Fourth year now.
Yeah.
Okay. So relatively new. Take us back, though, to your year as president. We just talked about the podcast. We talked about your platform of homelessness.
Yeah.
What are some of the other memories, maybe some of the projects that we did that kind of percolate up to the top when you think of your year?
One of the things that I think of when I review is, I was feeling when I came in, first of all, I don't have a long background on these service clubs. And when I found that, when I decided that I wanted to start giving back to the community, I started asking around and people mentioned service clubs. And that sounded exactly like what I wanted to do. But I wasn't feeling that the service clubs were working together. I felt that there was this animosity between them, and I didn't like that. And one of the things that I tried to do is get us to start working with Gowanus as opposed to against Gowanus and working on joint projects. And I still feel very strongly about that, too. So that's one of the things. And I was really lucky. I had some good presidents ahead of me. I had Dan Martin and I had Skip Peters, and they set the ground rules going, and we made the golf tournament better. We made the fun run, and we made the concerts by the sea, over the big money making projects during my term, and it was exciting. It's much different working as a leader in Rotary than it is in almost anything I've ever seen before, because Rotary expands across so many dimensions. You've got the international, you've got the national, you've got the local. You have training that's unbelievable. They don't just throw you into the job in order to be president. It's a 3-year commitment, and you have 1 year of training and going to schools and this and that, and then 1 year as president, and then 1 year as past president to back up what's going on. And it's just a super program. And Rotary has learned over all these things. I'm just really amazed that other institutions have to kind of reinvent the wheel.
That's true. The fun run, you mentioned that. Was that something that that began in your year? I don't remember.
I don't know if it was. I kind of, it might have been.
Yeah. Or at least maybe the idea started.
Well, no, I remember going around and following Clint around this damn course, putting up different things.
You're probably right there. Yeah.
And it was a. It was very interesting getting that thing going, and we've improved 1,000% since then. But yeah, that's kind of what we got started. But it wasn't my idea. It was I think Clint Boxman and Roberts.
Dave Roberts. One of these days, we're going to get him as a member.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I definitely.
I think that's a done deal. You know, one of the things I remember about your term, Frederick, was, well, the fact that you had us sing at the end of each and every meeting. The four-way test song.
Yeah.
Guess what? I actually have a clip. We're going to play. Here we go.
You know, the interesting thing about that is that in kindergarten, they always have a bunch of kids get up on stage and sing songs. Mm-hmm. And one kid doesn't sing, he carries the flag. And the reason he carries the flag is that he can't carry a tune. I was a flag carrier. I have a terrible voice. So it was interesting that I thought that would be a fun thing to do during Rotary.
How did you come up with it? What made it?
I didn't invent it. I heard about it and it just struck.
I'm doing that.
Yeah. That sounds like fun.
Yeah, that was fun. It's a shame it wasn't carried on. It was uniquely your year. You know, Frederick, every Rotary year, the president of RI will hand down a motto that sets the theme for that particular year. I'm not going to fault you if you don't remember yours, but do you happen to remember yours?
No, I don't.
Well, you know, you're in good company because most of our presidents don't remember. So we can just move on. Let's talk about maybe some of the challenges that you faced as the president of the club and how you moved the membership successfully through it.
I didn't have a particularly challenging year, to tell you the truth. It was a wonderful year. We had some just fantastic members. I was lucky. I picked Clint Boxman to be my follow-on president, and he is just a gangbusters community person, has all kinds of energy and all kinds of projects. And I had really good committees, and it was just a fantastically easy year for me. And I really enjoyed it. It was just fun.
He's ready to do it again.
No, I'm not. but I would definitely encourage anybody to take that job on, because the support for the club, especially our club, it's just absolutely fabulous, absolutely great. We latch on to something and we come together as a club and get it done. And no problem. It's just wonderful.
You know, as the eighth president of our club, here we are. We're celebrating our 10th anniversary. I mean, that's quite an accomplishment. Frederick, do you have any leadership words of wisdom that you want to share with the club as we look forward to our next 10 years?
My recommendation to anybody taking on this job would be, let your members run with the projects and let them, don't micromanage them. Basically, agree on where you want to go and then find the people that'll take you there and then let them run with the ball, and they will love it and you'll get the job done.
Absolutely. I've heard that a lot from you guys behind these mics, and it's true. We have quite a club.
Oh, yeah.
You just kind of let them do their thing and, you know, give them some direction and then get out of the way.
Out of the way.
As we wrap up here, Frederick, I want you to, you know, kind of dig deep on this one for us. Why Rotary? Why is it that you continue to roll up your sleeves for this organization like you do?
Well, Rotary is, of course, one of the oldest service. I think it is the oldest service club in the world. Rotary doesn't have any boundaries. Countries don't turn away Rotary because Rotary is within their country themselves. I think we're in something like 200 different countries. We have 34,000 clubs, 1.2 million members. That is a huge group of people. And they are all trying to work within their community and do things. And so if you're doing something like the eradication, I don't know of any other organization in the world that could take on the eradication of polio and basically almost accomplish it. We're not quite there yet, but we're very close. We can go in and we can take on clean water. We can take on education. That's another thing that I'm quite excited about, is especially in some of these programs that we're supporting in Southeast Asia, where some of these remote tribes don't even know how to read or write. Nobody. They don't even have a written language. And we can support people going in there and working with these people and developing a language for them. Or not a language, but a written language for them. So this is just fabulous. And at the same time, we're also working at the community level. And it's just great. And nobody gets paid.
Mr. Frederick Branchflower, 2010 to 2011, our eighth president. So happy to get you behind these mics again. Thank you so much. It's been great.
Well, thank you.
Well, that's going to wrap up this episode of Service Above Self Radio. Be sure to check out the show notes for this episode at serviceaboveselfradio.org for more information on what we talked about. Plus, we want to encourage you to enter into the conversation by leaving us a comment. Thanks so much for joining us. Service Above Self Radio is proudly presented to you by the Kingston North Kitsap Rotary Club. Check us out at kingston-nkrotary.org. Until next time, this is Dr. Thomas Lamar encouraging you to make a difference. Service Above Self Radio is a production of the Kingston North Kitsap Rotary Club of Rotary International District 5020. Copyright 2014.